Adofo me pese utwa wani na wo hwe obra ye bo asase so sei san se se ye si ye do ye ho na ye ho ye ho ni pedua ba ko empe no do ye fi ase be si nne no twa wani hwe wachi se de na wasua efrimu.
If you consider the sermon series that we're talking about one another, and you consider your life up to now, what have you learned from this series of sermons concerning your life?
If you ebra obo esu ebe si ene, nsesa ben na abo abra bom.
Since you got baptized, what changes have you made in your life?
Say nsesa biara ma abra bom a, and ye mesra o showeti na ye nsesa, san say onyankopon ye ba na nimo ebe su ade. Na adisunye mu chire say learning brings about permanent change. In that sense, Papa, about Abraham, Obray, you go soon.
So, if you cast your minds back to how you were before you got baptized, and after baptism, do not see change in your life, then I want you to reconsider how you're living your life.
Yan ya, debi, say, maybe Kayo Kakra, Efa wo ne me, ya briar bo as I say, Sarah, Senia, etie.
I want to remind you of how our lives on this earth are.
Yeyina NTS yesɛ ebre ne abrabo yi yeyɛ ne regulate yankopon ene dandan no ye nisu to me we cannot regulate them but yankopon ene dandan ebre ne abrabo ameno we bo sese yi no.
We need to realize that our lives and that we have are regulated by God, not us.
Hunu sɛ eyɛ no kran so sɛ atoyɛ ntɛmu a esisi miamia ɔhaw ne owuo aide ba no meno ye ntumi unpredict ye ntumi enkyere da poten ade ne besi na yo yankopon ne tumi ekyere saa.
We hope we have no power to predict all the disasters and the calamities and even the eventual deaths.
Yenka ye ho ekosi enra na yete se asase wo so a esi wo Syria Turkey nipa ebro 43,000 ena atoa na nanom ense so.
As of today, about 43,000 people have died out of the earthquake that happened in Syria and Turkey.
Obi bi sa se sa foro na Christo aje won. Our Christo mu ana.
You might ask, were those people saved?
Na say me no one too yen ya. Can hin fan ebe to me agina say.
If it had happened to you and I be.
De ehia wo abrabo mu say was asase so no. Hunu say twa say yenya adwen sachra.
We need to repent. That is the most important thing we need on earth.
Nipa how kese ayada yeso was asase so. Say nipa on sachra na adwen.
The biggest problem we have is not to repent.
Enunti ya ya gidi fo a ye pese ye ho ye ho nkita ho die ene o yankopon nkita ho die ye papa no ene ma bi o ho a twese ye de kan ye gidi ho.
So as believers and as Christians, there are certain things that we need to continually add to our faith.
Na Peter e kan e wo nwoma etosu mienu ti ba ko nchemu enum e ko no ase ye arenti. Na monso momo modin nyina mfa nka ho na monchre mujidie nu mu papaye na ni papaye nu mu nimdie ni nimdie nu mu enida ho ni enida ho nu mu buasetɔ ni buasetɔ nu mu onyamesom pa ni yamesom pa nu mu oniadɔ ni oniadɔ nu mu ɔdɔ mapa eti ne se na se yei nu mu wo mumu na edɔ so a erema monye eni hafo. Ni one are one so abba. Yang eradi Yesu Christo din, eradi Yesu Christo nimdie mu.
So concerning growth in our Christian lives, 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 5 to 8 says, for this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Se yenya sa abaya eye jide aba edeka jide awenya se ope heaven akono na odeka ho a yebenyini.
If we add these virtues that Peter mentions, we're going to grow spiritually.
Se mino yenyini a yetumi nkoye nim na heaven no so betumi aboye.
If we do not go spiritually, we will not be able to go to heaven.
Eya na mpempi se asem tu yeho yeho a kwani yefa so efa edi asem no edu ba bi a na obi jire nche yeko hu se ah na ye we mu na ye Christofo no e kire se ye yin ye Andrew dia onyankopon ehwe.
There are sometimes, depending on how we deal with each other, when there are issues, people outside the church would wonder, aren't these the people who call themselves Christians?
Mekayo say abrabo ayebo asase so no Bruni say a very temporal. A temporal assignment. What they may do medie enche yakwako yi ano ama onipa no de maye no.
So we have a temporal assignment on this earth, and very soon we will have to go and give account on how we spent it.
A lot of metaphors and niama bebre etoto ya brabo ho say ya brabo no etietietietia.
There are so many metaphors in the Bible that speaks to the fact that our life on earth is very brief and temporal.
And so obia ogu ahome and temora na wagu awie. And say nwusie afi ejemu ba and temora na eso atwa. Sana ye bra no etie ti kai say ye meche e watasi so.
Our lives here have been compared to a fast runner or a breath or even a mist. They all happen within a very short time.
Job say na ye de enra nko ara na ye free honum. Na ye nim hwe if we say ye na te say sunsun asasi so.
Job compares our lives to a shadow.
Enun ti say ye nche wasasi so a adan ye nyini o Christo mu. Na ye ni das one wa enun ti da ye bom pa say ye hu nkita hu die papa na yetime heaven na akono ye hwe ni ye nyenu yie na mom ye kaka ye hu Peter say pause samo we na mo ka mo hu am hwe yie na man hyehyehye mo hu.
So if our lives here is very brief and very short and very temporal, why don't we work on the things we are supposed to work on so that we'll be able to go to heaven?
Adofo nyama mienu bi say yebetumi aboye bra yie ne ehun yie a nyama mienu bi wo ha me yere mfi da.
If we're going to live our lives well and grow spiritually and go to heaven, there are two important facts we don't have to forget.
Yedi kan say yemfa ye bra ye wasase so no ento dan kwa ho yebemu say ye bra no etietietia e wasase so.
When we compare our lives on this earth to eternity or eternal life, our lives on this earth is very very short.
Say me bisa say adenti e na wote ya say a obeka kire me say op heaven yakọ.
If I ask you why you're here, your answer would be that you want to go to heaven. If I ask you, what works are you doing so that you'll be able to go to heaven, maybe you're going to scratch your head. It is so easy for us to confess that we are Christians, but difficult for us to act as Christians.
Asasi so a temporal residence, a baby a year chomwako.
The second fact is that we need to realize that we are in a temporary world. We are just passing by. We are travelers. We would go. So we don't have to be so comfortable here because this is not our residence.
River. We
all know that the natural habitat for a fish is water. So when you take a fish out of water, it will be struggling, yearning to go back into its natural habitat. That is the same case with us. Bible compares our lives to travelers or strangers on this earth.
And it is answered. Ya bra bo ya bo asase so ye nyina hunu se e ya hohoho ne amamfrafo no twese ye hunu ye hwe ne yie na eso ye nyame so mu yie se asase so ye ye dia eden ye kese ayasi ye kasa yato ye dapade ye wo no ye nche ye beda na echa na ye dani danso a obi obedi wa de kra you don't know.
So all the struggles we are going through to be able to acquire material wealth, we need to realize that this is not our permanent residence, and very soon we're going to leave them here and go.
In your matter of four, say your church and share Syria and Turkey issues. Say Syria.
When we consider what is happening in Syria and Turkey with respect to the earthquake,
ubi sa hong say a dance four and I say dance rua no more. If you know what I say, say no. Say nipa no owo mo no. Ura na umu say Syria. I join by the because of say Yamano.
So ask yourself, all those buildings that were raised down, if the owners are not dead, what would be going through the minds of the residents in those buildings?
Obenwu ne say obra no sa ye nche wa ha bibia to be kọ within a short time bibia to be free nsa na adia ba ko ahuhia ene se obehu Kristo na wo de ho ama no yie.
You realize that there's nothing that is permanent on this earth. Anything can be destroyed within a split of a second, and the important thing is to give yourself to Christ and know him well.
Peter said men kai wo se ebre e ba se onyankopon e be fi na temu ase e wo me ne wo fi ase yi na so free ase e wo ase yi na ye ho ye humpo ye ntumi endi ho nkuta ho die papa ono onyankopon ani mu no de e be wiye sen.
Peter reminds us that it is time for judgment to begin in the house of the Lord, and if it's not going to end well for those in the house of the Lord, what about those who are outside?
E di for papa biara hu ne se obra echi niamo pi e wo ho obra we echi se ye free ha ko onyankopon chen e wo no kra mu a niamo papi e wo ho a Christo enu ti obe wu no ko se se ama me na wo.
True believers know that after this life, there are many good things that Christ has prepared for us for our enjoyment.
Identity
I want you to keep in your head, in your mind, that your identity is actually not of this earth, but heaven. So if we are strangers on this earth, if all of us are strangers, we need to learn to show hospitality to each other. So our topic for today is to show hospitality. It's about showing hospitality to one another or being hospitable to one another.
Osmani Peter Eka Ewo.
First Peter chapter 4 verses 9 and 10 says, show hospitality to one another without grumbling. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace.
And say, oh, yes, my Peter, eh, Kenya. Oh, say, he was actually unusual of the use of the word hospitality. Reason is, eh, ye can't so be ye obi oh, whoa. He like us our train, Philoxenia. Actually, say, oh, yeah, papa, mobia, unimono.
The Greek word used for hospitable in this verse referred to showing hospitality to a stranger, someone you do not know. So culturally, when strangers come to us, culturally we always show We always hospitable. We do kindness to them.
Kese do do ayeye 24. Se wotwa wani ko ofie se yara. Na akoto unue bi anaw maami bi wo ho a. Kwani ofa so je wo no. Oje wo so ye ho ho. Na osiesie wachi kama se de ebeye a. Wo hu se ne baabe fie na nso wonti ne nchane nti. Obeje wo kama siesie wachi se wo ye ho ho ma ifidu anu sa abre no. Sa so be sa so wachi aba wadjuma so.
Normally, if we go back to our villages, our mothers and our grandmothers would show so much kindness to us. Although they know us, we have left house for a long time, and they treat us as they would treat strangers and be very kind to us.
Oshé asamoa, suma for Peter Ekenya. Na on kama titu one ye nimo. Sans ose yahun yahun. Or kama meno ose meno mum ni angi yahun ahoho. Na in as much I wanna ye nimo no yetu bidu ahoho no.
So the use of hospitable in the Greek sense was unusual in that verse because Peter was referring to people who know ourselves. And so if he's expecting us to be hospitable to others, then much more we need to be hospitable to ourselves as brothers and sisters.
I don't know very much Paul. Or can I fire who you want to say? Enti yawa bra efata mama yenye.
So So in Galatians chapter 6, verse 10, Paul says that as much as is possible, let us do good to all men, especially those of the household of faith.
Paul say, yenye papa ma yeho yeho kane. Na eno nkyere se ahoho me yehwe wo mu no se yenye ma nipa yina na ni titru eya me na wo.
So yes, the Bible says that we need to do good to all men, but the Bible particularly stresses on the fact that we need to do good to ourselves.
Eno ti me pesa wo de show trim na wo sha no so se ahoho gye e wo Kristo so mu no. Etre odo ayedema unyakopon na odo ayedema nipa na eno ni Kristo so mu nyina nyina
so. So the foundation of our Christian faith is to demonstrate love to God first and to demonstrate love to each other, our fellow Christians.
And until you say, na ehu hia se ebe sa an ehu hia se ebe ye ho ye ho ahoho ehu hia se me hu se wo ba me nchane a wo ye ahoho na kwane a me fa so ji ahoho ma na ni ka e wo me fie ana me nchane no to say me ye ma me nuan so wo ye Kristo ni se de ebe ye ani ya me sumu no na ni be ka na watumi asumu Yakobon yi.
So yes, just as I receive strangers in my house and treat them hospitably, the same way I need to do that to Christians even the more.
Yes, to Christo ka se ampara ehun hia ye. San se odo nu a e bade na di a kire kire ye ho ye ho no. Se ye ni odo a ye tumi di ye ho ye ho ho. Sa odo nu be ma nipa yina hu se mmo ye masu afo ampa.
Love is the foundation. If we do not have love, we cannot be hospitable to each other. And it is love that would demonstrate that we are followers of Christ.
Yeah, yes, and yeah. Yes, Christo eka asemwe o John 13:34 no. Ebribi yade no e ya adesua nene me pese me kai yadwene e wo ho.
What us remind ourselves of what I said, John chapter 13 verse 34.
I say ashade afofro na mede me mamu se mundo mo ho se dia me do mo no se munso mundo mo ho mo ho se mundo mo ho mo ho a enam yeso nipa yina be hunu se mo ye mesuafo ampa.
If you love one another, then all men will know that you are my true disciples.
Enunti bisa ho se mia mi ho hwan kwa na me don pa wan na ma kire odo papa kire no as a Christo ni minua Christo ni ben ana metumi ada yam ye edi a kire no.
So the question is, the question you should ask yourself is, who have I shown love to? Who have I shown some kindness to in my life as a Christian?
Ebra me ba sorry we mu ah me free homeda so mu ba sorry we mu na odo ayeda na di wa sorry ni mu no na ko na ni mu ye chen se se dia ye hunu no.
The love that I saw being demonstrated when I was converted from Adventist into Church of Christ was much stronger then than I see now.
Ye ko srasra ye ho ye ho etumi didi aduane wo ye fie ye ho ye ho na ye ye nyama pi ade ani je bra ye ho ye ho se se enso e.
We would go and visit each other and eat in the same bowl, and we were very happy at that time. What about now?
They say, "Cry, yeah, fellowship, cry, no." Yeah, to me, yeah, you and to send it. I see, yeah, connection, no, you hope you.
Even now, when there is love feast, it is difficult for us to eat with each other. That connection is no longer there.
I mean, come as recent, be not facing idea.
Let me tell you a story so that you can laugh and learn from it.
Abranti ebi ni yire ene ofie na na omo anya mentem ho ase kakra ba omutem nti won won ho do no na emu acha kakra.
A young couple had some misunderstanding in the house.
Na ekoba ne se ekom di berima no na onu akwa abontin koto na duane se obedi.
The gentleman was hungry, and because of the misunderstanding, he decided to go outside to buy food to come and eat.
Na bra obedi na duane no.
So when he was about to start eating, he heard a knock.
Ntempanara no de aduane ne hye na kunwa no a ote so no ase e se de ebe ya na danfo no hunu se odidi san se on person of man bi.
So suspecting that a friend was coming and that friend was going to eat part of the food, he decided to hide the food under the chair he was sitting on.
Na na yire eto e hwe no na arewo se mo se on na danfo de bon ko mo wie ye na danfo se emi ne ko mo di mi o. Asa sa me kra mi ni hwe ho ka me kra so ko mo di mi chen o ka me ne ubo mu di e but na e di an si table na se o.
So his wife was sitting there. He was having a conversation with his friend. His friend was complaining about being hungry. And he said, "Oh, you know, I don't have any food."
Na da fo no kwai kwaja na kwai mane baaye. Ti abrante ba se obeyi na di anu wa fi ase adidi. ọmọ ẹdùn ẹnu sọ na ọhọ ẹsẹ tebu na sẹ wọn ni wọn ọhọ kọrọ kraman dọk ẹsẹ tebu na sẹ a ọtẹ ẹdùn ẹnu nti ọkraman ni ẹdùn ẹnu hu ẹdùnma wọn ni sẹ wọn ni ati.
So he went to see his friend off. He came back and he tried to take his food, but the plate was empty. Why? Because there was a dog under that table who had eaten all the food.
And he said, "Unisa sana onene yire, omukita hudi ya papa." Second man is that.
If the conversation or the interaction between him and his wife was good, that wouldn't have happened.
Men kasa sa oni obi enye kita hudi papa na huse adebi ikoboni ya entrenu entrenu. Sasa onu no ye no ye Christo ni papa onyini nso so wanyini anko beka bodom na maniku but no onyini ye.
I'm not advising you to act like the wife who sat there unconcerned for the dog to eat her husband's food. That's not what I'm telling you.
Eba berima no a de beka se ye se onyankopon echi enyansafo e wo wan ngasa onyansamu.
So you can't be too wide before God.
And it's me you are mad for say ye hwe de ye kenina was as so ye esi anopa wiya na enwumre. Ah, me no, you need to control. Because you do your own, you do your own, you do your own. Bible, it's right.
Because so many things are happening in the world that we do not have control on. The only thing we can have some control on is how we love each other and we are hospitable to one another.
You know, say yet there. It sounds like you're Christopher Fonti. I bring no air pain, and you know, P. Co or how I hold you. I tell you, P. S. C. O. My, no, my hood wa. Ne ho susun so won e bi kan ye ni enu ti ye nua bi anase ye nua no bi hre won ne ama ye me ne wasade se ye beje won ahoho na ya de e bi ama won wo bra ye wo bi.
Because of the economic turmoil and the incidents that are happening in other countries that are putting all of us in trouble, when people lose their properties, when people lose their livelihoods, it is our responsibility to help them out.
So we are Christoni papa dia me tre ye ho ne se ye krado se ebrini don biara no de yakopon achira se ye no eno na ye.
A true Christian should be ready at any point in time to do what God has instructed us to do.
Na no na me ka se mi se e ya na yakoy enko dodo anim se ye bo mpa ye mpa na ho bo bisa ho se de yakopon de anu ye ma wa o de ba de.
Normally we go down on our knees and we pray asking God for something, and do you ask yourself, what would I do if God is to grant this request to me?
And it's a open pie, so young boys are ready, my minya strong, mama who are dinner, who are dinner,
So if you ask God for strength, God will give you trouble that will enable you to be strong.
What's your young boys are ready, my pesa, oh mommy, or do, mommy or do, me or do, yes, or a monk of wa, or who are he, sacodom, sonia, obey or do.
So if you are asking God for love, God would allow people around you who are difficult to deal with so that you can demonstrate the love he's giving you to them.
One kind Moses. No wa kuma kakra. Now so when you go pon man ko share Jethro asase so e ko hwe nwan for 40 years say e be ya obonya sa odo no amanipa.
Moses was a bit temperamental and God had to put him in an environment under Jethro so that he will learn how to be patient.
Many are no matter for Mighty 25 35 down. Asemi o ehun hia ye na me pese ye bo bo so kakra ya te pem pi mu no na me pese ye hwe na obi sa ho se odo no ye de ma ho ho no ye tumi ye sa de no ka ho ana ana se won de won ka ho obi.
There are a lot of things in Matthew chapter 25 verse 35 to 40 that I would like us to remind ourselves of.
I say na e kom de me na mo ma me bribi de ye na se kom de me na mo ma me nsio no me ye me ye ho ho na mo
For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was stranger and you welcomed me. These are the words of Christ.
Na otu asoka se meda adeja na mu fra me ntma me yare ye na mu be share me meda efiase na mu ba me nchen.
I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me.
In fact, se se yare ye ohwe. Se ekoba ne se ye panin bi ana se mpeka ne bi eyare ana nipa bi a oyɛ nipa titiru e wa asafo ne mu asama to no a wa ha ye nyina e de you be kwa kogu ho. Ekoba ne se wa wo ni din wo yare a to aso.
Normally, if one of our leaders or somebody who is well known in the church is sick, many of us will go to visit that person. But what about those who are not well known?
Ebra, me fi ase se me ko prisons. Ana mu nu se nyame so mu nu aye so mu nu. Nya so dem ha sei. Ha ye begin tete e de akobɔ brawa bonten ho. Na de bia mo kire se every individual is a potential prisoner. So
when you
want.
When I started doing prison ministry, that is when I realized that Christianity is just, we just begin it over here. We just get the training over here. Real Christian life is lived outside there. And everybody is a potential prisoner because you can easily become a prisoner.
Me nua berima bi last Wednesday because asamu yi oni abawe bi koyin a mentem ho ase ana obu abaya no ana abaya no che no ko PlayStation ana wo fre asori penifo ase eh ya che munua no onso kira Bible ana asori penifo ase ah ni pa wadi boni so ache PlayStation no me na me ko di na chi wadi boni nti obi ani na chi.
So a brother, a Christian brother, had a quarrel with a sister and he beat the sister, and the sister reported to the police and the police arrested the brother. And a report was given to the leaders of the church and they said, well, he's done something wrong, so let him be at the prison, let him be at the police station.
Every James Camp, ana wo mo se wo hia pavilion a ho ho ba obetumi atena so na asore ba ku yi na ni mo se obeye. Abraham kobo na nimpeni fo amane no so fo ba ko say no way adan play a south so na yekoye pavilion yen yes adie no met us.
So we went to Jamestown and the prisons wanted us to construct a pavilion, and so we went to report to some of the leaders of the church and they said no, in prison we don't invest there, we don't
put up infrastructure for one some American. Sorry,
I'm talking about a church other than Church of Christ.
Na anche ena sa so fo no a odi atinye se prison for the abone fo nti me enkoye pavilion ma omo no asem kakra to no a ye chi no ye ni kwatu.
Now this church leader of a different church who was refusing to invest in the prisons by constructing a pavilion, not long from that he also had a case and he went to prison.
Enti omo fra won penin fo na prison ho no na se na atu munipa wan tumi antu a ye de ba ho. The next day, I was a man, the Munya Miami, the Missica Pavilion Amamo. They said, the Miami, but the moon to Minyakra, Miami, the Missica Bay, because so Pierre Abet Miyako.
So, fortunately, he did not go to prison, but after that ordeal, he was willing to use his personal funds to invest in the prison infrastructure.
And it's we had the years to Christo, Ekasa, Oyare. I'm going to go here. 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 The same thing. I'm going to go here. 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 I'm going to na yama o nsio no meye na afi daben na ehun wo se wo ye hohoo na ye fa wo ko fie ana se wo da de ja na ye fra wo ntama.
So in the account of Matthew 25, those who were righteous, they wondered, said, Christ, where did we see you hungry and we gave you food, and where did we see you sick that we came to visit you? They were very surprised.
Ana ehun no be bia se won se no kware me se mo se monye moye ma minuanom nketwa yi mu bia ko yi. Hallelujah.
And the judge said that, well, once you did it for one of these little ones, you actually did it for me.
And he said, "Dia wo ya ma wunya biara se wo jino ho ho no. Hunu se wo nje gratitude and I said wo nje na asim firi no ho. Se na ya dwene no. Na mo ya ya ma Christo. The Christo na obi bi de ma yen. Na nipa ya ya ma no ne de. Eya na se de se obeda wase and I said onna wase. Na mo Yakobon no wo so ho no. No, and the best round.
So, whatever good or whatever hospitality we're showing to somebody, we're actually doing it to Christ. And it is Christ who would give us thanks eventually. If those people do it by thanking us, that is good. But if they do not thank us, we shouldn't be discouraged because our eventual thanks will come from Christ.
Sir, I would hear, bet me, I am papa. As I hear, or bra, who anymore.
The Bible says that our hospitality should be without grumbling.
Na se uche uchre ayemuye chire obi na ohumu no se mi gra na mini hwe wo bet akwa wo ba ha mi o ye wa ha mi akwa we pa akaka kra bi a me mini me ma be hwe se ho ho abesra mi na wo ye wi a Maza, why cost 90?
It is not good at all. You would be wasting your time if you show kindness to people and later on grumble or complain for doing that good.
Na uye wie nso no wa bia bonte no se atare ehye mi una otoye. Na kwa na ka chiche. So for atare na mtoma no unza efapa. Uye he. Kana mi ameka nchira se una otoma mi. Bi wonye wajuma no no. Wo ye wie a. Onyankopon na ose ye. Nti ono na fa na se ma no se eh erani mi da was impose se menso ma ye bi.
In the same way, when we do good to others, we shouldn't go about praising ourselves and telling other people that we are the ones who have done this. We should wait for God to commend us and to thank us. That is why sometimes we have pain after doing good because we expect those that we do good to come and thank us. And if they do not do that, then we have pain.
Many and wonderful. Say, what day? Whether Padiano, say, what cause? That's a some poor thing. But that padian won't yamma a some boar chain nipa would mean yet any more.
If you think that your possessions are valuable than human beings, then you cannot really do good. You always grumble.
Na you won't send P away whom I pass a yakan. You should trust say mukwa real biblical examples of hospitality. Those days and then I want upon that muni upon from near the to yet de home. Na me pese me do si baby se ne be ya okuada nke be ya ye nyina mra sei na ye mesua na ye mbisa be sei ho se mbisa na yakopon ehu ye mobo de mento aso bio me do be si asei.
There are so many examples of hospitality in the Bible, both Old and New Testament, that I would have loved to tell you about, but because of time we would postpone it and we will continue on Wednesday, God willing.
Ba ko me pese me do twom ma o na ye ba be bia bia mu se oko Arab countries se ara. Salam alaikum. Na as a trainer say, as a drink count. Sasamuna, yes, Christo Catra, and say, Oko Fiwa, I say, as a drink count. Because a dear quarter, a bimu was a Sara, almost as we both on Nensako and Timo, Salam alaikum. A chess as a drink count. Now, once I just say, Wa alaikum is salam, and count so. In the idea of a hot war, ya jahoa. You need to say, I want to bow and change your bow and just say, I'm drinking. Now, what's what me? I can say, I'm drinking.
So, to demonstrate our joy in receiving visitors, if you go to the Arab world, for example, whenever people receive visitors, they say, peace be unto you. And the visitor also replies the same to you. That is how we should also do.
And now, pay the person mount assignment.
I want to give you an assignment this morning.
Free and ne, my real video, I'm going to air corner. Press. Forget about what happened in the past.
From now onwards, seek a brother or a sister that you can be hospitable to, just as Christ has instructed us. We will continue on Wednesday, God willing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.